I just want to jump in with this quick interlude to let you know that the episode you're about to watch, it was created through the holiday season, and I don't want you to think that it's irrelevant today. I want you to recognize that the information in that health hack can actually apply all year long. So tune in, have a listen, and figure out how you can apply it in your life. Hi, Melissa Dealey back again with managing the stresses of the holiday season. And one of the stresses on our body of the holiday season is food. And that could be because you have food intolerances and you're eating out a lot and you're not in control of your food intake because it's being made by other people. Maybe it's just the sheer volume of food because there's tons of baking, tons of invitations, et cetera, et cetera. So how do you better manage the intake of food over the holidays and be more in control? Well, I know this might sound crazy, but I actually encourage you to eat before you go out. So if you have food that you specifically want to be eating and you need to be in control of your food, then eat that first before you go out so that when you're out, you're not hungry. And you can tell people, you know, I'm here for the people, I'm here for the conversation. Very often, events are with, you know, picky food, standing up eating, appetizers, hors d'oeuvres. If it's a sit-down meal, it's still okay to eat something that your body likes, that fuels your body, and eat less at the sit-down dinner. Nobody says you have to eat everything there, right? So you can just have smaller portions of everything, and knowing that you've really fueled your body in a way that serves your body before you've headed out. So that is one way that you can be in better control of the food that you're eating by eating food that you've made that you know serves your body.